July 2nd, 1937. After 42 days of flight, Earhart and Noonan took off at 10 a.m. from Papua New Guinea, headed for Howland Island, a tiny piece of coral in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. The Coast Guard cutter Itasca, posted nearby, was assigned to guide her in. Earhart estimated her chances of finding the island at about 50-50. As she flew towards the island, she was broadcasting, but on the wrong frequency. The closer she got, the fainter her voice became. To make a sharper signal, she began a series of loud whistles. But the mid-Pacific was full of high-frequency radio code, and her signals were lost.